This week in the Idaho legislature, lawmakers spent time on budgets and human trafficking bills, while LGBTQ supporters came to the Capitol to advocate for an anti-discrimination bill. Boise State political science professor Gary Moncrief tells Samantha Wright that overall, the action at the legislature has been slow, and that's not unusual this early in the session.
It doesn't look like there's a lot going on in the legislature in the first few weeks. It's kind of like looking at the Boise River in the winter. You know, doesn't look like there's much flowing there, but there's stuff going on underneath the surface. And I think that's what's happening with the legislature right now. You know, we're just at the end of the second week. And as of Thursday, there were only 22 bills introduced in the House and only 5 in the Senate. So that's a slow start, but it's always slow at the beginning of the session for a number of reasons. One of the reasons is the legislature is doing some other things. We've talked before about the fact that they have to do the rules review. That is, they have to go back and look at all the administrative rules that agencies promulgated in the last year based on what the legislature had done last year, and then decide if those rules and fee assessments are something the legislature had intended or not. So there's that going on right now. There's not a lot going on with bill introductions in the first week or two, and part of that is because the committees are just starting to meet. There's so many new people in the legislature this year that it's just going to take a while to kind of get off the ground a bit.
But money is a big deal right now in the Idaho legislature.
Right. And of course, money is always a big deal. There's really two budgets being considered here. You know, the fiscal year starts on July 1st, runs to June 30th. So we are currently in fiscal year 2019, but the fiscal year ends on June 30th, and then we will start fiscal year 2020 on July 1st, 2019. That means we are on the backside of the budget that they set last year. And there's always things that pop up over the course of that 6, 12 months, whatever, since the last budget was set. And this is called the supplemental process, where the legislature has to go back in and readjust budgets based on things that they had not anticipated happening.
Like fire suppression costs.
Exactly, like fire suppression costs, you know, any kind of natural disaster that may occur, whether or not there is a budget shortfall that wasn't anticipated. There's lots of things that can happen during a session or during a year that aren't necessarily anticipated. You know, that's going on. Now that we have the legislature's assessment of what the revenue is going to look like for next year, for the fiscal year 2020, now they'll start to get a little more serious about setting budgets, or at least about budget hearings, and then they won't actually start setting budgets for about 3 or 4 weeks yet.
And JFAC, the Budget Committee, Joint Finance and Appropriations Committee, they're already hearing from people, right?
They are. They've started their hearings. They heard from the Supreme Court, the judicial branch, this week, and I think corrections as well. They'll be doing the hearings now, 3 or 4 hours, 2, 3, 4 hours a day, basically every day for most of the session. We should just point out again, you know, we have 2 new committee chairs this year, co-chairs in JFAC. So, you know, things are going to be a little bit different.
That's right. And we also heard from Add the Words this week, the folks who want to change the discrimination law in Idaho?
Right. It's back again. No surprise, I don't think, that it's back again. We'll see. You know, this is one of those things where it often takes some years for an issue like that to kind of get the momentum necessary in order for it to actually happen, whether it happens this year or not. Remains to be seen.
And I believe there's also a couple of human trafficking bills that popped up.
The Senate's only introduced 5 bills so far, but 40% of those, two of the bills, have to do with human trafficking. This is interesting, you know, that this is one of the first things out of the gate. There was a discussion about this over the interim period. You may recall that last year, Brent Crane had a bill introduced in the House. It seemed to have a lot of momentum, and then it kind of fell apart at the end. But this is one of those cases where sometimes it takes several years for something like this to get the majority coalition built to get it passed. And we have, again, a lot of new people in the legislature that may be good for this particular issue. We'll see.
That's Boise State political science professor Gary Moncrief. Gary and Samantha have a podcast called Legislative Breakdown, where they pick apart the Idaho legislature to find out how it affects you. And this week, they talk to a brand new legislator who is learning the ropes at the State House. Find Legislative Breakdown in the NPR One app or at our website, boisestatepublicradio.org.